Voice of America.
Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Sporty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Let's give a Sunny Side of Sports salute to Bayern Munich. The proud German football club capped a stellar trophy-filled season with a 1-0 victory over Paris Saint-Germain in the UEFA Champions League final in Lisbon, Portugal. Bayern also cruised to the Bundesliga title and won the German Cup this season. Joining us now with a post-match report is Prince Nesta. Sporty greetings, Prince.
Sporty greetings to you too, Sonny. Bayern Munich overcame Paris Saint-Germain in a tightly contested Champions League final in Lisbon to claim the crown for the sixth time. Kingsley Coman, who started his career at PSG, finally settled the tense affair with a 59th-minute header at the far post from Joshua Kimmich's cross to leave the French giant still searching for that elusive Champions League triumph. Given the exploits of both sides en route to the final, the first half was somewhat lacking the deadly touch many might have expected in the final third, with Neymar, French striker of Cameroonian descent Kylian Mbappe failing to produce their best and often finding themselves frustrated by Bayern keeper and man of the match Manuel Neuer when they had the best of the first half chances. Mbappe's pain increased in the second half when he looked to be tripped by Kimmich in the area, but PSG's penalty claims were ignored. For Bayern, the win ends a drought of 7 years since they last lifted the UEFA Champions League trophy. Perhaps even more notably, they won every match in the Champions League campaign, becoming the first club to ever do so in competition history. For PSG, it's a disappointing end after a game of wasted chances. But there are still positives to take away from an impressive campaign that took the French side to the Champions League final for the first time in club history. Sevilla's love affair with the Europa League continued as the Spanish club beat Inter Milan 3-2 in a thrilling final to win a record-extending sixth title and its fourth in the last 7 years. Inter, which won the cup in 1991, 1994 and 1998, was the favorite coming into the final, played behind closed doors in Cologne, Germany, and Sevilla certainly earned its win the hard way. Belgian star of Congolese descent Romelu Lukaku has found a welcoming home at Inter following a mixed stay at Manchester United, gave his side the lead from the penalty spot inside 5 minutes. Sevilla fought back and two first-half goals from Luke de Jong looked to have swung the final in its favor, but Inter equalized through Diego Godin just 2 minutes later. Just when it looked as though Inter was on the brink of finding a winner, defender Diego Carlos acrobatically gave Sevilla the lead late on, thanks to a light deflection of Lukaku's outstretched boot. It was a performance of grit and determination, interspersed with some brilliant attacking football that Sevilla had to fight tooth and nail for from the opening whistle. Both sides will enjoy an off-season break ahead of the new season. La Liga is slated to begin September 12th, while Serie A will begin a week later on September 19th. You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. French footballer of Guinean descent Paul Pogba's agent Mino Raiola says the Manchester United midfielder will be staying in Old Trafford this summer. The 27-year-old suffered from injuries last season, but impressed in patches on his return as United finished third in the Premier League. Pogba, whose deal runs until next summer, made only 8 appearances in all competitions before English football was suspended in mid-March because of the coronavirus pandemic. After recovering from his ankle injury, The World Cup winner played 14 games following the resumption and helped United reach the last four of the FA Cup and Europa League and qualify for next season's Champions League. Meanwhile, Paris Saint-Germain manager Thomas Tuchel says six-time Ballon d'Or winner Lionel Messi would be welcome at the club if he ever decided to leave Barcelona, but he does not expect the Argentine forward to do so. Messi, who joined Barcelona age 13, has scored a record 634 goals for the club in 730 games and is also their most decorated player with 33 trophies. But the 33-year-old is on to the final year of his contract at the club. Reports in the Spanish media have cast doubts about his future at the club after a disappointing season that culminated in an 8-2 Champions League humiliation by Bayern Munich in the quarterfinals this month. Reporting for the Sunny Side of Sports, I'm Prince Nestor.
This is the voice of America. Washington, D.C.
My name is Amadou Marvin Penick, President of the Nigerian Football Federation, first Vice President of CAF, and a member of the organizing committee for FIFA competitions. I want to say a big shout out to the Sunny Side of Sports. Thank you very much.
One of Nigeria's top young football players, 21-year-old striker Victor Osimhen, recently signed a 70 million euros deal with the Italian club Napoli. Napoli officials say the contract also includes another 10 million euros in bonuses, and if wages are considered, the transfer from the French club Lille exceeds 100 million euros. Osimhen came through the youth ranks at Ultimate Strikers Academy in Lagos, and he turned professional shortly after his 18th birthday when he joined the German club Wolfsburg. Victor then moved to the Belgian club Charleroi on loan before signing with Lille in July 2019. Osimhen scored 13 goals and 27 appearances for Lille. For reaction to his new deal with Napoli, Iron Mike Mbonye contacted Victor Osimhen's former under-17 coach with Nigeria, Emmanuel Amunike.
My reaction to Victor Osimhen signing to Napoli was a great one. It was a good one for our football. It was a good one for the young player. You know, the future is bright, and I think Nigerian football is have somewhere to go, and it shows that Africa has a lot of potential in terms of young players developing and growing from one stage to bigger stage. I think this is a good one for our football, and I hope he will continue to grow and develop and become much better player than what he is today.
You coach Victor Osimhen and Samuel Chukwueze as under-17 players for Nigeria. Do you see these players going places with their football careers?
I'm happy that both Chukwueze and Osimhen, they're progressing quietly very well, and they continue to grow. And when you watch them, you can see this is a prospect, young players that have a lot of future. So I'm happy that, you know, not only coaching them, things are going very well for them. And I wish them all the best. And I hope they continue to be humble, they continue to be disciplined, they continue to see how they can develop themselves more and more and become much better player in the future. I think this is the most important thing. Coaching them at the under-17 level, it was a great play. You're having this kind of players, and I wish them all the best.
Do you also see youth academies training more talents in Nigeria? And what should be done to ensure that these talents are exposed?
The fact remains that over the years, I think the academies in Africa, in Nigeria, have been able to produce a lot of players. And I think we shouldn't ignore that. I think we should pay respect to people involved in this academy business. Most of them are individuals running the academies from their own pocket. I think this is where we can, you know, look into how we can support them. But whether we like it or not, in Nigeria, most of the players now you are seeing, they all came from the academy. None of them experienced. So it shows you that the academies in Nigeria, quietly, they have done very well. And the only idea we do is to find a common ground where we can educate the owners of the academies to see things more from a professional angle to a business angle in terms of developing more players. But of course, we also can see how we can advise our league to accommodate young players. The problem has been our league, most of the clubs, they don't want to take young players. They believe young players cannot compete, cannot give anything to them. But a lot of people fail to realize that everything in life has a process. There's a process of growth. There's a process of learning. There's an opportunity to develop in what you are doing. But I think it's a good one, and we must have a big respect and regard to the academies in Nigeria.
That's Emmanuel Amunike, the 1994 African Footballer of the Year and the former head coach of Tanzania's national team. And he spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Cairo, Egypt.
Sporting greetings. This is Emmanuel Amunike, former Nigerian player, former Tanzanian coach. You are listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Many thanks. Remain blessed and stay safe. God bless you.
This is a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
The World Health Organization and Africa Center for Disease Control say we all can help fight the global pandemic by frequently washing our hands with soap and water or using hand sanitizers. For more information on protecting yourself and others, check with reliable sources such as the WHO and Africa Center for Disease Control. And remember to listen to VOA for the latest on COVID-19.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Just ahead, Douglas Mpuga will have more African football news for us.
The Confederation of African Football, CAF, has announced the resumption date for qualifiers of the African Cup of Nations Cameroon 2021 and the group stage of the FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022. It's a busy schedule for the participating teams from November 2020 to November 2021 in the fight for spots in the final tournament of the two competitions. The schedules for the two competitions have had to be revised because of the COVID-19 outbreak, which halted many sporting activities across the continent for some time. For Cameroon 2021, the qualifiers resume on November 9th to 17th, 2020. The 40 teams in contention for the 5 slots for Qatar 2022 will commence the journey between May 31st and June 15th, 2021. The playoffs matches have been scheduled for November 8th to 16th, 2021. A CAF statement says CAF is monitoring the situation closely and working with the relevant authorities with regards to hosting of the matches and will make decisions accordingly in the event of developments that will affect playing a match at the designated venue. Meanwhile, Forest Stars have been crowned the Seychelles Premier League champions for the first time after winning the 2019-2020 championship. They won their maiden league crown with 46 points in a season which was halted for 4 months since March and only resumed in July due to coronavirus pandemic. When the league resumed, 5 of the 12 teams decided to stay away from the completion of the competition as the Seychelles Football Federation made it optional for teams to participate. Forest Stars were in a strong position to win the league as they were ahead, though they faced a fierce challenge from the island's record league winners, St. Michel, which pulled out of the remainder of the league and left the door open for them to reach the summit. In another development, CAF has embarked on a project to develop the leagues across Africa in order to enhance the organizational structure and economic sustainability of the domestic competitions. with the assistance of UEFA. The project, dubbed CAF UEFA Assist League Development Program, aims to support member associations to professionalize their leagues and clubs' development by providing long-term development for football. The program, a partnership between the two confederations, will promote dialogue with the key stakeholders and support member associations with skills and techniques for standardized measures to guarantee the sustainability of domestic football leagues. Set to kick off in September 2020, Ghana and Rwanda have been selected for the pilot project of the CAF UEFA Assist League Development Program. Launched in 2017, the UEFA Assist Program seeks to provide assistance to other confederations and their member associations in order to develop and strengthen football across the globe. In athletics, Britain's Mo Farah will be the pace setter for the elite men's race at October's scheduled London Marathon. The 37-year-old Farah is among the competitors to have achieved the Olympic qualifying time of 2 hours, 11 minutes and 30 seconds. Kenya's Eliud Kipchoge, who won last year's event, leads the men's field with Kenenisha Bekele of Ethiopia. Reduced fields of 30 to 40 athletes will also compete for the elite women's and wheelchair titles on October 4th. Ethiopia's Mosinet Garemiu and Mule Mashun, who finished runner-up and third respectively in 2019, are among eight athletes who have run marathons in under 2 hours, 5 minutes. Brigid Kosgei of Kenya heads up the women's elite field alongside compatriot and world champion Ruth Cheptegei, Ethiopia's Rosa Dereje, and Kenya's Vivian Cheruiyot, Vale Jamela, and Egitu Azmerano are the other picks of the lineup.
Thanks, Douglas. That's Douglas Mpuga.
Yes, sporting greetings. This is three-time Olympian and Beijing 2008 Olympic medalist Chika Chukwumerijie. You're listening to the sunny side of sports on the Voice of America.
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African beat. African Beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bobo music to hip life, bonga flavor to sukus. They want to see you right after the interviews.
Thanks, David. That's David Vandy, the host of the VOA's African Beat Music Show. Joining us with more African sports news is Samson Omale.
Zamalek produced what might be their best league performance this season to defeat arch rivals Al Ahly 3-1 in match day 21 of the 2019-2020 Egyptian Premier League at the Cairo International Stadium on Saturday. The famous Cairo Derby ended in favor of Zamalek as they emerged victorious over their bitterest rivals. Zamalek raised their tally to 42 points, 14 shy of league leaders Al Ahly, who had their first defeat of the season. And now to some boxing news. Russia was announced earlier in the year as the first country to host the new format of the AIBA Team World Cup in 2020. The final has been tentatively fixed to hold in October 2020 in the city of Nizhny Novgorod. The best national teams from all over the world are expected to take part in this edition. Uganda is sending a 20-strong contingent of male and female boxers to the tournament. Moses Muhanji is the president of the Uganda Boxing Federation.
Now the winners will be picking some good sums of money, which they can come back with the country on top of the medals. And beyond that, also exposing the athletes to the world market, because we don't only go to these tournaments just to compete for medals and cash. We're also trying to expose our athletes so they can be identified by international promoters, so they can be able to further their careers into something else.
In cricket news, Faf du Plessis, South Africa's Test and T20I captain until February this year, has admitted to having got it wrong before, as he, alongside Dwayne Pretorius, Rassie van de Dusen, Anrich Notchi, and Marizen Kapp, became the first members of the white Afrikaans cricket community in South Africa to publicly voice their support for the Black Lives Matter movement, joining Lungi Ngindi and 32 other players and 5 current coaches of color. South Africa's sports minister, Nathi Ntutwa, had told Cricket South Africa that racism in the sport will not be tolerated by government, and instructed the federation to deal with the systemic racism that has and continues to be highlighted by former players.
It is now time to act. and we want people to move. And if they don't move, we're going to help them to move.
I am Samson Omale in Abuja, Nigeria.
Yo, 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 sporty greetings, man. I'm Evelyn Akato, forward for the Tigress Nigerian Women's National Team and Flams Carolo Basket. Bonjour, bonjour, my people. You're listening to the sunny side of sports on the Voice of America. Please continue to stay safe and avoid contacting COVID-19. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Evelyn. Turning to motorsports, a Japanese driver has won the Indy 500, one of the most famous auto races here in the USA. The AP's Tom McCabe reports from Indianapolis, Indiana.
Japan's Takuma Sato took advantage of a wreck with four laps to go in winning his second Indianapolis 500. The race, which was delayed 3 months, took place in front of more than 250,000 empty seats. Sato called that sad.
We raced for the fans, we raced for the team, and for that moment, I have no question. I know I can give the 100% commitment.
Sato was leading when Spencer Pickett crashed, forcing the 500 to end under a caution. Sato, who also won Indianapolis in 2017, had earlier grabbed the lead from Scott Dixon, who finished second, despite being in front 111 of 200 laps. Graham Rahal was third. Tom McCabe, Indianapolis.
Thanks, Tom. And here are a few fun facts about Takuma Sato, the two-time Indy 500 champion. The 43-year-old Sato was born in Tokyo. He was a national cycling champion in high school, and he still uses cycling as part of his physical training for his auto racing career. Sato has also developed a passion for golf. After attending several sponsor golf outings, he now has a set of custom clubs. And speaking of golf, American Dustin Johnson has scored a big win at the Northern Trust Tournament in the U.S. state of Massachusetts. The AP's Graham Agars reports.
Dustin Johnson has produced a stunning runaway win at the Northern Trust Tournament, the 36-year-old securing an 11-shot victory over Harris English, the biggest winning margin of the year.
It is a big margin, and yeah, I'm definitely very proud of that. I played really good.
Johnson finished at 30-under and vaulted to the top of the FedEx standings and became just the third player to finish at 30-under or better.
I knew the guys were going to shoot low, but so I was trying to get to 30 under, which obviously I made a nice little putt on the last hole to get to 30.
He now heads into the 70-man field that heads to Chicago and into the second leg of the FedEx Cup. It was Johnson's 22nd career win. I'm Graham Agars.
Thanks, Graham. Highlighting Sunday's National Basketball Association playoff action, young Slovenian star Luka Doncic of the Dallas Mavericks turned in a spectacular performance in Orlando, Florida. The AP's Dave Ferry reports.
Luka Doncic drained a three-pointer at the buzzer in overtime to give the Mavericks a 135-133 triumph over the Clippers.
Can't explain the emotions I had, not only when you go, when the ball goes in, when I see the whole team like running towards me, that was something special.
Doncic was sensational despite playing on a badly sprained ankle, delivering 43 points, 17 rebounds, and 13 assists. Trey Burke finished with 25 points, and Tim Hardaway Jr. added 21. The Mavericks were without forward Kristaps Porzingis because of right knee soreness. Lou Williams pumped in 36 points, and Kawhi Leonard had 32 for the Clippers, who trailed by 8 heading into the fourth quarter. I'm Dave Ferry.
Thanks, Dave. That first round best of seven series between the Mavericks and the Clippers is now tied at 2 games each. And just to put that playoff performance by Luka Doncic in perspective, 43 points, 17 rebounds, and 13 assists, no player in the history of the NBA playoffs has matched or exceeded Luka's totals in points, rebounds, and assists in the same game. In the words of Dallas coach Rick Carlisle, Luka's performance on Sunday was from another planet. In other results on Sunday, the Boston Celtics and the defending NBA champion Toronto Raptors both scored victories to sweep their series 4-0 and advance to the next round. The Celtics topped the Philadelphia 76ers 110-106, and the Raptors soared way above the Brooklyn Nets 150-122. And that wraps up the August 24th edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the sunny side of sports.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of Press Conference USA, VOA's newsmaker interview program. Join us each Saturday and Sunday when we talk with authors, analysts, and policymakers who provide fresh insight on topics ranging from U.S. politics and foreign policy to science, culture, and global health. You can listen to Press Conference USA on the radio or online at voanews.com/PCUSA. While you're visiting our website, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We'd also love to hear from you. Just send an email to pcusa@voanews.com or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/CarolCastielVOA or on Twitter at CarolCastielVOA. That's Press Conference USA every Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and the artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
VOA's Our Voices television program is about more than just sitting and talking about women's issues.
It's about listening to them
and bringing their opinions to the table and making sure that their voices are heard. Because our lived experiences, our stories, and our voices will help shape the next generation.
Check your local TV listings and join the conversation each week with Our Voices on VOA.
Join your host, Larry London, for Border Crossings, VOA's Worldwide Music Request Hour, every weekday at 1500 Universal. Tune in to hear your favorite songs and artists, win prizes and giveaways, and get the latest scoop from exclusive celebrity interviews. Send in requests to our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, or call 202-618-2077 to have your favorite music played for the entire world. Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Universal.
The Voice of America's Global News Program, International Edition, brings you an in-depth look at the biggest news stories of the day. Nobody covers the world more comprehensively than VOA. Our correspondents gather the news and the views of the most seasoned experts on international issues.
Tune in Monday through Friday at 3:30 and 1705 UTC on the Voice of America.
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African beat. African Beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bobo music to hip life, bonga flavor to soukous, afrobeat to ndombolo and makossa to kwaito. The African Beat on VOA has it all. And it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 UTC.